American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This woman, she goes, "My man told me I shouldn't host girls' night." He's like, "That's sexist. I want to go."
Yeah.
And the woman's like, "Yeah, but it's for like girls."
Yeah.
The man even suggested that he and some of his guy friends hang out. But the woman's like, "We don't want you guys there." Reminding him, that's not how a girls' night works. He called her sexist. However, once everything calmed down, because she started firing shots at him. You know what I mean? He pipes up. He's like, "Hey, that's a little sexist." And she's like, "Well, you got a small one, or you're a dumbass, right?" And so she's like, "Whoa, where did that come from?" She lashed out at him.
I just don't understand why he doesn't go have guys' night.
Yeah,
probably exactly. Because he doesn't have friends.
Now, he's got a lot of friends.
No, he doesn't.
He just, anybody out there, don't do girls' night or just guys' night. Do you only do couples' night or, as they call it, mixed gender night?
We don't do any nights. Like, if my chick wants to hang out with her friends, it's like a daytime activity. You know what I mean? She'd go get brunch.
Oh, because night means?
Night means sex.
Yeah, it does.
So if she wants to be a hoe, she got to go do it during the day. With her hoe friends.
Yeah, in broad daylight.
Yeah.
What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, this guy's an idiot.
How's he an idiot?
And you know what? You know what it is? He's he's insecure. He knows that.
Yeah, most men are.
He doesn't trust her, so he's like, "Hey, let's all go out together." That's all it is. But he doesn't.
Is it possible?
What's so wrong with being insecure? Can I just ask that?
A lot of things.
Like, isn't it fine to be insecure? Because to me, being insecure just means you're not full of yourself.
Hey, Derek. Also. Yeah. If you say you have anxiety, people are like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about that."
But if you say you're insecure, people are like, "Grow up.
What's your problem?"
Yeah, and it's like, what do you
mean? Weak ass?
Yeah, what are you talking about, dumbass?
Avery, do you do just girls or just guys' nights?
Absolutely not. We didn't even have separate bachelorette parties. We don't think it's good for a relationship to exclude the other partner ever. So I totally agree with him. The gender-specific parties, they do end up being like a man-bashing party. You know, there's like the unhappy women in the group. They want to like gripe, make other people unhappy, talk about cheating. It just gets all negative.
So all the girls get together and they could be a bad influence on other women.
Yeah, but that happens anytime, any day of the week, not just at night at a party. Women are always bad influences.
Think about that. Because you always have that one girl in the group.
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, I cheat on my husband." You don't cheat on your husband?
Oh, you should try it. It's
gosh.
It's so badass.
You're only with your husband? How do you handle that?
I love cheating on my husband.
Oh, my gosh. Or you get the woman that's always, "My husband's a dumbass."
My favorite.
Exactly. Why would you say something negative about your partner? You just wouldn't be with them if you didn't want to be with them.
Oh, I know. But you know those couples that are always bashing their partner. You go out and it's like, holy hell, why are you with that person?
Right.
Let me go to Jasmine. What do you think, Jasmine?
So me and my boyfriend, we do girls and boys night, but it's not like a sexist thing. It's just like he trusts me enough to let me go have some drinks with my best friend, and I trust him enough to let him go with his guys.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jasmine. Appreciate that. Let's go to Evelyn. Yes, Evelyn, what do you think?
Well, I think it's okay if there's a girls' night. I honestly don't like to hang out with girls because girls would be backstabbing witches. But it's just something that happens. You know, like,
excuse
just
me. We are with more evolved.
What does evolving have to do with anything?
We
like, there's a girls'
so
night, there's a guys' night. Girls can have the girls'
where we
night.
We don't have to let men drink scotch in the separate room or whatever.
I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with whatever. If you want to have a girls' night, guys' night, go ahead. If you want to have a couples' night, go ahead. If you want men, women, transgenders, whatever at your party, then do it. There's nothing wrong with that. You're making it seem like it shouldn't be allowed when it's perfectly fine.
Well, you just only gave reasons why girls' night sucks. So I'm just saying, why would anyone ever want to do that?
Are your ears clean or something? Are you even paying attention?
I'm just saying, why wouldn't your significant other be the number one, and why wouldn't you guys go out together and then you don't have to worry about stuff like that?
We do go out together. Did you not hear what I said? We do go out together.
Okay, great. God. Perfect. Then we're on the same side.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Well, good. We're all on the same side, girls. Let's go to Sylvia. Yes, Sylvia.
It is okay to have girls' night, guys' night. Unfortunately, I personally don't like it. I prefer to have couples' night.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not like I've never gone out and had girls' night. I had a blast, man. It was fun as hell. But, unfortunately, I prefer couples' night.
Okay, well, thank you. She prefers the couples' nights. Let's go to Gabby. What do you got, Gabby?
So I feel like the lady who's saying, like, oh, my God, we need to stick with couples' night. Like, you need to chill out and find the friends that are on the same level as you. Because my girls' night, we do fun stuff. We do painting with a twist. None of us bash our husbands or we're negative. But you guys act like you're wilding out with these girls that are just going to clubs. And change up your friends.
Thank you, Gabby. Angelina, what do you think?
Hey, Billy. So I actually have girls' trips and my boyfriend will go on his guy trip, like weekend trips. Sometimes I don't want to be around him all the time.
I don't understand what it would be like to not want to be around the person that you chose for life all the time. And it just sounds like those trips are just cheating trips.
All right, thank you. Nothing was settled.
Nope.
Never is.
Never is.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.